Listening to this Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time, to feel like you're living in a resort every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Got a big tip that everyone should know, particularly come tax time. This is going to be very important for you if you don't want to get busted by the tax man. The ATO are aware of Instagram. Now, we should all be mindful of this. Not all. I mean, obviously, sorry, I'm not mindful of it because I am very good at my taxes and they're all done by the book. But he's a guy that clearly maybe isn't doing his taxes by the book.
Well, he wasn't.
Well, he certainly wasn't. He's a guy called Alex Mendieta, and he's got an incredible business. His business turns over $66 million a year. Oof. He's Colombian-born, and he's a gold...
What business is he in?
Don't make that assumption. That's racist.
He's...
What? Is that racist? How,
as soon as you said Colombian, Fev's gone, what business is he in?
What the hell is that racist?
Me calling him racist was probably racist.
Yeah, I don't know 100%.
That's the first racist.
You and your PC monitor went berserk then.
Continue.
Wow. Fev, everything you did was fine.
I know.
You ask me a question, I'll answer it. A golden diamond dealer.
Ooh. Yeah. Now who's racist?
Okay, so he's a gold and diamond dealer. He's been hit with a $5 million tax bill. Now, this is based on his social media. So he is constantly on his Instagram feed uploading photos of himself on jets, on yachts, all these flashy, flashy photos. And I think the tax man has thought, well, hang on, I've seen your tax bill. Where's all that money coming from? And now he's got a $5 million tax bill. Ouch.
Geez. Now, this is the wrong thing to say, Byron.
Okay. Thanks for at least warning us.
When you're making 66, you cop a 5 million, wouldn't
you? Exactly.
If you're doing the wrong thing, you catch me on a 5, I'm still making 61 plus all the other ones that I didn't put through tax. 5 million's nothing.
He may well still be ahead, in fairness.
100% he's ahead.
I'm all for the ATO. I used to work at the ATO, so I was a former employee.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's one thing I didn't know.
What did you do again? Call centre?
I worked in the call centre. Oh,
so you're a cash cow, call centre, then radio. Geez, you've done well.
Quite a good resume.
I worked in the call centre while I was volunteering on another radio station at night doing the night show. With Captain Turntable.
Captain Turntables, I remember him.
Yeah, okay. I was Fifi La Fuente.
Okay, but anyway, away from some of the regrettable aspects of your career and back to being busted.
La Fuente, that's another story.
Social media.
Okay, so here's the thing though. He has been busted on social media. Now, you may not have necessarily. Yeah, where's my sting?
Oh, it's not there yet. Oh, yes, I do. Here we go.
You're busted!
Here we go. 131060. How were you busted on social media? Might not have been the tax man. It might have been your mum, your dad, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your boss. It's when you... Because this is the thing, see, all excuses are now void. You know how even with your friends, or if you make up an excuse, oh, I'm sick, I can't make it to your birthday party, but then you upload a photo of yourself out at the races? It's like, oh, man, you've got to watch yourself on socials now.
I had a mate who Insta-storied his big night on a Sunday night, didn't go to work on the Monday. Slept all day.
See?
Didn't realise it was on his Insta story.
Yeah, there we go.
Because he'd slept.
Yeah. It's like when you don't go to footy training, but then you'll upload stories of yourself.
I just don't go.
No, you don't. Yeah. You don't really care. You don't care if anyone busts you.
No.
131060 is our number.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We were talking about being busted on social media because, guys, and this is an alert for everyone, the ATO are on to you if you're taxing, you're dodging your taxes because they're looking through social media.
And
there's a guy on social media, mind you, his company is making trillions, lots and lots of money. Obviously, his tax bill was quite low though. So when they've seen all these photos on Instagram of him on yachts and on jets and enjoying the high life, they've thought, well, hang on, we might do a closer look at your taxes. And he's been hit with a $5 million tax bill. Ouch.
Yeah.
So that's just that the tax man's caught people on social media. Maybe your boyfriend or your girlfriend have caught you, your boss. Isaac from Dandenong.
He's on the Dandenong Rangers on top of them at the moment.
Be on top of the Dandenong Rangers. Hi, Isaac.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Isaac. Have you been busted on socials?
I sure have, and it was by my boss as well. So I used to be an apprentice painter, and I had a case of Mondayitis. So I just wanted to, sleep in on the day. And my mates ended up dragging me out, and the idiots put it up on Facebook. And I had my boss on Facebook, and he rang me up, and he's like, oh, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm just at home doing my work for Tradesco. And he's like, oh, that's not what your Facebook says. I'll be in the pub at 10.
Oh! And because the thing now, you've got to be, it's not even you being careful on your own socials. You've got to hope that no one else uploads photos of you.
Tag photos. I mean, if you're on Facebook, you shouldn't allow, don't let tag photos be instant. You should be approving those tagged photos. Set it up.
It was yesterday. Well, but say it wasn't today. You can upload it. I can upload a photo right now of me sitting in a pub. Doesn't mean I'm in a pub.
God, he's good at getting out
you
of stuff.
You are good. Where Isaac needed you before 100%. He lost his job. Maria in Plumpton. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Fifi. How are you guys?
Yeah, great, good. Maria. Maria, were you busted on socials?
No, not me. I busted my daughter, 16 at the time, through Facebook once again. One of her friends had tagged her, 16-year-old, with extensions in her hair, looking really glam and whatnot, at billboards. You're busted.
Good place.
That's a club. It's an over-18s venue normally at night.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think lots of that's you're right. It's going on a lot with kids. Their parents.
Yeah, Boxy, I busted young Mia.
What was she doing?
She had a fake Instagram account.
That you didn't know about.
That nobody knew about. So where all her friends have all got this, it's like an Illuminati of Instagram.
Yeah.
Where their parents don't know about it.
And what goes on that page?
Yeah, it's not good, but I found it. And Alex was actually in America, and Mia had stayed at a friend's house but left her iPad, but she'd hooked her iPad, so it kept flashing up. Boom, boom, boom. What the hell's going on here? So, Mr. Investigative person over here found it.
Hey!
She's got her phone taken off her for a good 6 months, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And,
That's a good penalty. I thought you were softer than that. That's really solid.
Oh,
no. I respect that.
Oh, yeah. She had a muck-up day today.
Good on you.
Guess who she's gone as?
Who?
Me.
That's
it.
She's come a long way. I mean, she's now almost 18. That would have been a while ago, right?
Oh, this was like 3-4
years
ago.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
James in Tarnade. Hi, James.
Hi, how you going?
Good, James. Did you get busted?
Yeah, I was going out with a girl about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was going stale. So I was going back to Ireland at the time, and I just told her that my visa got cancelled. While I was in Ireland, and then of course I had to come back a couple of weeks later because I was working here.
Yeah.
And then I went to an AFL match, and I didn't post it, but someone else tagged me. And then the girl straight away wrote, "Oh, are you still in the country?"
Oh.
And straight away after that, we just blocked her. So yeah, I don't know. If she knows I'm still here or not.
I think she might now. If she's listening to the radio, James.
It's a double bust.
Fifi, Fev, and Byron.
What has Justin Bieber done to himself? I am referring to new photos that have emerged and a video on his Instagram feed. In fact, we've just popped it up on ours. He's a full man. He's a full body tattoo. I mean, I'm just looking at a full torso of tat. Like it's not tats plural. He's given himself what looks like, okay, there's a big lion on one pec, Fev. There's a bear on the other pec. He's got a big cross in the middle of his chest. And then what's below the cross looks like a scene from, I don't know, Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book. It's like a jungle with a, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah,
you two have got tats. What's that about?
I'm having a close look, Fev. How many sittings is that? I mean, I don't know what's
26
new.
26 hours it is.
What's new and what's old? Did he have the lion and the bear on both pecs before, or is that new as well?
I think that's new.
It's all new.
I think he's watched a bit of AFL footy and saw Dustin Martin's covered, and he's flying at the moment. Everything Dusty touches turns to gold.
I feel like Justin's actually watched Prison Break, and he's decided to, I don't know.
He's got a map on
I
there.
I reckon that's the blueprint of his mansion or something.
Maybe.
It's full on. Oh, this reminds
me. He's got
me
a lot of room here.
Oh, where? His arms. He's left
shoulder
his
to arm.
I think that's the thing. It's just all stomach and torso. This is like when Ed Sheeran, remember, got that big line on his chest and we all thought it was a joke? Imagine that.
That's an actual tat. That's not a joke.
Well, tats aren't jokes because you can't get them off.
No, but remember when he did it and everyone went, oh, okay. That's
like a tenner. He thought it was like a plastic one that you get at the show.
He then pretended. Don't you remember this? He uploaded a photo of himself with a big line on his chest.
Right.
And then he went April Fool's, guys. And the world went, of course, because as if you'd go and do that.
You're right. But Justin's actually done it.
Well, just look.
Well, I've got a few tats. You've got a voice tat.
It's not a voice.
That.
It's a symbol of the revolution. It's not the logo of the Voice reality TV show.
A little peek behind the curtains here. So Byron got a tattoo when he was in America of the radio station he was working at.
Not that I ran. Not that I worked.
Sorry. You ran. Okay.
You ran. Would you get the? Would you get that?
No, I don't run the Fox.
It was a little radio station that you were running.
Medium size.
Near Mexico, I believe.
It was further north than that.
And unfortunately for Byron, the logo is the same logo as the Voice television show.
Nothing like the Voice.
So it looks like you're just a super fan of the Voice.
You are.
Yeah, I mean, well. In fact, if we're talking, see, I look, more power to Biebs. Maybe he likes that big full body tattoo. I mean, he wouldn't regret it the way you'll regret that voice.
How did
tattoo.
This all turn into my voice tattoo? Cool, that is not holding a microphone. You'll find that's just a clenched fist.
It's a microphone. Are you upset that Seal's gone and Usher's taken over?
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Guys, can we talk Brazilian butt lifts? I don't even know if I'm in the right room to have this chat.
Yeah, shoot away.
No, because I was reading about them on the weekend and it just seems to be... I was reading an article that was talking about the Iggy effect. And because Iggy Azalea may not have even admitted to having one. But see, I don't think these big stars have to admit to it anymore. We just look at a photo of them 5 years ago and a photo of them today, and we all go, I've been doing squats for 15 years. My bum doesn't look like that. Yeah. So we all know that the squat thing's a myth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can make them hard, but you certainly, you can't make them pop out like that. In fact, I showed you guys, what are you looking at? Why are you laughing?
He needs to grow up.
Anyway, I showed you two a photo of Kim Kardashian the other day here in the studio. And I said, and I don't mind saying this publicly, Kim looks like a cartoon figure now. Like, honestly, she's become Jessica Rabbit. And I think even Kim.
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah, like.
Jessica Rabbit's hot.
No, yeah, I know. I agree, Fev. But the cartoons have the tiny, Kim's minuscule not. Waist, those big round hips with the butt and the boobs. And I looked at a photo of Kim Kardashian the other day and I went, well, that's not physically possible. So no. I'll be saying that to my daughter as she gets older.
So what is a Brazilian butt lift?
Well, see, so this is the butt, because I've seen photos of Kim K.
See, my butt's...
Butt, like 10 years ago. And I think Kim definitely has had her bum done. And that would
Do
be...
Do you think I've had mine done?
I think that's a butt lift.
That's a natural...
No, that's natural.
It's large.
Squats.
Strong.
That's squats. But... 131060, before we even discuss this, we'd love your input in the conversation. Firstly, if you've had a Brazilian butt lift, if you work in cosmetic surgery or plastic surgery and you know what it is, because I actually have no... My mind just imagines something being lifted up somehow.
Mm.
But then I believe there could be fat injections from other parts of your stomach.
Where
into
would,
your
so
bum.
You would take it from some other part of your body and put it into the glute, the whatever you call it.
I actually have... I'm so in the dark here. Right. I have no idea.
When you said Brazilian butt lift, I thought it might have been like a wax on your bum.
That's just a
Brazilian
wax.
Because the front
yeah.
is a...
No.
Yes, it is.
Just wanted to get that out. Been <white phrases. laughs>
You've been dying.
Brazilian butt lift. Have you had one? Do you perform the procedure?
I'd love to hear from someone who's had one. I'd love to hear, does it feel different when you sit down on a seat?
Well, once you have it, can you get rid of that? Can you get it out?
Yeah, does it dissolve? Because you know people who get lip fillers and stuff, they say, oh, they dissolve and then you get them redone. This is just genuinely interesting. And also, if there are any people who work in the plastic surgery industry, they're saying this is a big trend. Like, how many people are getting around with butt? What have you just shown me?
Brazilian butt lift.
Did you Google it?
No, it's on our page.
Well, whatever that photo you just showed me does look like Kim Kardashian's bum.
Where'd you get that? What is it?
It's on Fifi, Fev and Byron.
On Instagram?
1019 The Fox.
Thank you, Fev.
We've just put a big butt on our Instagram.
We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. It's called the Iggy Effect. Well, that's the article I read on the weekend. And there's been a massive surge in Brazilian butt lift surgery here in Australia. And I'm fascinated. I want to know what it is. I'd like to know more about what they do. How does it feel once you've had it done? Not because I'm interested.
It sounds a lot like you're just considering, which is
fine. No, I am the opposite of this. Okay. In the nicest possible way, I would never have this done. I have no interest in plastic surgery.
Right.
But I think it's happening and let's discuss it.
Fev hasn't ruled out. You haven't ruled out getting one, have you?
A butt thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Laura in Coburg. Hi, Laura.
Good morning, guys.
Laura, Brazilian butt lifts. Have you had one?
No, I haven't had one myself, but my girlfriend is heavily immersed within the industry.
Right.
And I'm fascinated with it, to say the least. I watch all the Snapchats from Australian and overseas surgeons, and I find it fascinating. I think the medical technology has advanced astronomically. So I think it's amazing.
So what, Laura, talk us through it. What is a butt lift? Is it just inserting fat?
Yeah, so essentially, well, it's kind of two-in-one surgery. So it's body sculpting. So it's that liposucting the areas around your body where you want liposucked and where you can have liposucked. Then it's, I'm not sure the technology behind the fat, but it's purifying the fat or putting it through some type of pump. And then it's getting injected back into your, you know,
That's the technical term, I believe, from Laura.
Thank you, Laura, because we've heard about butt lifts for years. I've just never really broken down what happens. And after you describing it, Laura, it sounds disgusting.
It does like that.
It's a pretty dirty surgery. You see the fat go everywhere and it looks like vomit. It's gross.
It takes the term, hey, fat ass, to a different reason. Whoa. It literally is.
It is fat.
Actual. In your bum.
But yeah. I don't know, and no judgment here, because honestly, people, more power to you for doing what you want to do with your body. But I just, there's something that just seems like Frankenstein-y to me. Do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
pretty freaky.
It is, isn't it? You're taking fat out of one part of your body and then pop it in another bit. Yeah. I don't know.
Most people on Instagram agree with you, Fief. Lots of no's so far at Fief Fief Byron. A lot of people love the look of it.
Well, really? No, it's interesting because this article said there's been a surge in butt lift surgery, and I'm telling you, we've not had one person call in and say they've had it. So maybe that this is all fictitious and it's a conspiracy theory. No one's getting butt lifts.
Well, you're into surgery, Byron. You want some.
Look, I aspire to become...
I wouldn't say this publicly.
Well, why not? I've always looked forward to having plastic surgery.
Because I would like to think, Byron, that we promote the aging process and the way it's supposed to be and don't judge.
I'm going to become a spokesperson for plastic surgery.
I know.
So I'm going to get a facelift at about 50.
No, you wouldn't get it.
Get what? Plastic surgery? Yeah. Look, I'm reluctant to say that because then if I, when I'm 60 and I get something and everyone says, remember when you were on the radio and you said you'd never get it? Who knows?
Well, I'm never going to be in a tabloid magazine, but I'm going to put it on record. I will get plastic surgery and I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, Byron, that's so disappointing.
What would you get fixed, Feb?
Just a little bit big.
What?
Laura in Greensboro. Hi, Laura.
What happened then?
Hello, how are you?
Laura, now you work at a surgery in Melbourne that performs this procedure.
Yeah, it is definitely gaining in popularity, and it doesn't really surprise me when you say that people aren't really coming forward saying they've had it done, because a lot of the time, people don't want to admit to having surgery, so that doesn't really surprise me.
Oh no, Laura! Can I just ask? So this is you're the person to ask these questions of. Does everyone like the result, or does the fat distribute evenly, or do they end up with pokey bottoms? And...
No.
Well,
it's definitely more complicated than just kind of squirting it into that area. As Laura from Coburg said before, she's quite correct when they kind of take it out from donor areas in the body, so you're kind of smoothing out other areas, and then it does get purified. It goes through like a special machine, and then they literally have to put the fat into syringes, and it has to get it gets put in like it's really hard to say, but like stringing.
So if I get my fat sucked out of certain places and then put into my butt, and then I went on a fitness campaign and I lost fat, because when you do exercise, you burn fat. Does my butt get skinny, and do I have excess skin hanging off, or how's that work? Or is it just... that's a really good question, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a good question. I mean, I suppose to any aspect, yes, you would lose a little bit, but I guess when we do any type of surgery, regardless, even if it's Brazilian butt lift, it might be like a breast reduction or a tummy tuck, we always have to tell the patient, we can't do this until you're at your optimum fitness level. We won't actually perform any surgery on someone if they still have weight to lose. The surgeons have to be really upfront and honest and say, look, we think you need to lose another 5 or 10 kilos to get your optimum result.
Wow.
Laura, in your opinion, is it Kim Kardashian's, that's a butt lift, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is a butt lift.
How much?
Yeah, the cost. Everyone wants to know the cost.
It can vary, but like every, it is a case-on-case procedure. Some people don't have a whole lot of fat do take giraffe.
So you're paying by the gram.
No. Roughly speaking, it does depend a lot on the hospital that you go to because it is a cosmetic procedure.
On average.
How much?
Maybe like 13,500, 14,000.
Ooh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Or you just eat a couple of donuts. That usually ends up back there.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Did you see 60 Minutes last night? Niall Horan. Oh, I love Niall. Your mate?
Yes.
Fev and Niall are good buddies, golfing, drinking pals. Now, I said this to you, I think he, if you're going to compare One Direction to Take That, Niall is the Robbie Williams. He's got the charisma. He's getting better looking with age. He's all of 24. And Harry's sort of becoming the Gary Barlow, where you went, oh, Harry's going to be the breakout star.
Can we move on to NSYNC references to at least spice it up to the last 10 years? He's the Justin Timberlake of NSYNC.
Which one? No, but
no.
He's not. No. Hey, I'm doing my own analogy. Stay out of it, okay. Backstreet Boy.
Wow.
But
her point was that Niall wasn't necessarily going to be the big star that came from there and then popped out, and now he is the biggest star.
If it was NSYNC, would he potentially have thought he was going to be the Joey Fatone?
Yeah, but didn't turn into...
Joey Fatone was never going to be anything.
Stay in your
Push
lane.
On.
Yeah,
Push
your
on.
Lane.
You've just wrecked this whole race.
A 21-year-old's going, take who?
Okay. If a 21-year-old doesn't know Robbie Williams, that's like, I know Elvis Presley. He died before I was born. I know who he is.
Maybe you should take that advice.
Ooh.
Yeah, take that, Byron.
Clever.
Anyway, so he was on 60 Minutes last night, back to where I was originally.
Yes, I'm
and
with you.
He had to address a rumour that's been kicking around about him and one of our Australian starlets.
Is there something going on with Neighbours star Olympia Vilance?
No. I heard this. She texted me today. She's like, they're hassling me in the newspapers about this. We just hung out in Melbourne. Her friends are friends with some of my friends that was living there.
Is that all it takes these days to be linked to someone?
Honest to God.
Yep. Well, you work with her at Neighbours.
Yes, the Olympia. She's my mate. Mm. And I get very defensive and protective here and go, well, no, she never said that. Because I think the inference is, see, that's so embarrassing for, I think, that Niall's been asked about this relationship and he's probably going, well, we're just friends. But Olympia's only ever said they were friends because I think this is all because in the Herald Sun a few weeks ago, Olympia said that they were quite close. And she said that I see him when I go to London and he sees me when he's in Oz. I mean, that I say that about my friends. Fev, I see you when I come to the studio. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's not really heard that.
I don't know either of them. So I reckon she's put a bit of extra pepper on that.
Oh, no, she has
She's
not.
Definitely, she's putting more pepper on it than he is.
No way.
She's ordered the big steak and put the lots of pepper on.
Nah.
And Niall's just
very
had,
close. Niall, he said he barely
Niall's
knows
just,
her.
Niall's just had the steak and said, I'm not going to go back to that restaurant again.
Whoa, oh. Hang on a second. He's your friend. She's my friend. So this is we're probably just going to defend
analogy.
Our friends. No, because you're implying that steak was had. And I don't know that steak was had. So.
Well, why put the pepper on the steak?
I don't think she put pepper on anything.
Mm.
Okay.
What, separate, no condiments?
Okay.
Separate to this, let's pop.
Okay, what?
A lot of steak chat now.
A lot of steak chat.
Anyway.
No, put them aside because they're friends of ours and we're going to end up fighting over our mates.
Okay, well, 13, 10, 60, Boxy.
Okay.
When did you think you were in a relationship but you weren't?
No, that's not exactly not.
Exactly
right.
Like Olympia Vilance.
No,
thought she was in a relationship.
She didn't.
Turns out she wasn't.
I never said that.
I never said that.
The eye over there said that.
Okay, I said it. 13, 10, 60, when did you think you were in a relationship like Olympia Vilance thought she was?
She did not think she was.
But turns out he didn't think you were because he barely knows who
Do you,
you
know
are.
What?
So 13, 10,
okay,
60, when have you gone
forget
for a steak
Niall and Olympia.
And never
no.
gone back to the restaurant?
Do you know what? This is a great example. This happened to a girlfriend of mine, I reckon, about 6 months ago. She met a guy over summer. They were hanging out. And I kept saying, are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship? And it's so funny because I reckon these days maybe it's never actually, you know, maybe it's in your Facebook profile right. changes to in a relationship. But she thought she was, and they'd been seeing each other for about 4 or 5 months. And I remember when she rang me, she said, nah, I'm not in a relationship, because they're walking along the street and bumped into a mate of his. And he said, oh, hi, Steve.
This is
my friend, Josie.
Oh, ouch.
And it becomes, I'm your friend.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
Okay. That's exactly those types of stories what we're
friends
looking for.
Yes.
Benefits.
Was it?
No.
No.
13, 10.
Well, yeah.
13, 10, 60. Did you think you were in a relationship,
friends
but it turns out the other person
steak.
Didn't know about it? And was steak involved?
Yeah.
13.
Any chips on the side?
10, 60.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We've asked the question, have you thought you were in a relationship and then found out you weren't? Usually it requires the other person to be out and about saying that they're single and you were assuming that you were in a monogamous committed relationship. Gemma in Hurstbridge. Hi, Gem.
Hi.
Gem, have you found yourself in a situation where maybe it wasn't exactly what you thought it was?
Yes. I went overseas to Europe. And with a boyfriend at the time, and then we decided to go on a break, and then sort of was on tour for a little while, and then I had a conversation with him on the tour bus, and I thought I had made it clear that I still wanted to be with him, but a few weeks later had found out that no, it wasn't clear to him.
Okay.
Fev's got a few questions here, Gemma.
Can I just go back to the little bit where you said you went on tour?
Yes, well, okay, it does sound a bit sus. Like a top tech tour, like just, travelling around Europe. Oh. Yeah, but I didn't know how long I was going to be and if I was going to work there for a while.
Kentucky sort of style?
Well, yes, but slightly less. Yeah, crazy.
I reckon if your relationship makes it through one of those tours, whether it's Top Deck or Kentucky, that's rock solid.
That's definitely.
Well, it had a happy ending. We're now married and have.
Oh, Jim, I'm glad you went there.
That is a relief.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, Fev, I know I don't have my own segment called Stories of the Box Solution, but it occurred to me earlier in the show that there's things you don't know about me. I said to you I worked at the ATO once.
I had no idea. I don't have a Fev Din either. You got Box Din?
You're right.
You need a weekend show.
We've all got different projects.
On a Sunday night called Fev Din.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
But when I said to you that I worked at the ATO in the call centre a few years ago, and at the same time I was volunteering at another radio station here in Melbourne, a competition, and I was doing a night show there for free, because that's what you do when you're trying to get into the media.
Didn't think you'd have to do that. I just look at you, you're such a high status. And I didn't know that you had to go work at an ATO beforehand.
I was 21. Yeah, like,
I had footy and come straight into this.
Mate. Yeah, well, you've got something that not everyone gets.
Cessnock over there.
I never worked in Cessnock, just for the record.
You've got outrageously good athletic talent and ability. I didn't have that.
So when you worked at the volunteer radio show, whatever that one is, volunteered?
Yeah, I didn't get paid. So I would work at the ATO 9 to 5, and then I would be like, Blake.
We
pay
him,
Fev.
That guy out there, we pay
him.
I
would then turn up to a radio station in Richmond, and I would...
It wasn't. It was an old... This doesn't exist anymore.
No, it was called Double TFM at the time.
Oh, yeah? I used to listen to
that sometimes. Yeah, Double T. Anyway, and I would go there at from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. I would do a shift there with a guy called Captain Turntable, the wonderful Corey Layton, if he's listening, shout out. And I was sort of his phone operator, but then he'd get me on air, and I was called.
Oh, that would have been a thrill.
Well, it was, because I was desperate to get into radio, because I'd done the country and I'd come back into the city and I wanted a job. So that's why I was volunteering. And I was obviously, my name is Fifi Box, but they changed it to Fifi La Fuente.
Why?
Well, because Fifi Box isn't wacky enough.
No, because I had a crush on this actor called Christian De La Fuente. He was in CSI Miami for a bit, and he was just a hot Latino guy that I had a big crush on. Mm-hmm. And so then everyone around the office was calling me Fifi La Fuente. So I ended up Fifi La Fuente on air. Wow.
Have we got any of
this? I hope not.
No, there is some from the archive. Yes. There is. There's actually some Fifi La Fuente.
Press the button on that, Byron.
Captain Turntable, Fifi La Fuente, the early years.
I just got off the phone like five guys. They've all called up separately and gone, so tell me, what does Fee do?
They want to know about you, Fee. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Captain, well, other than be here and support you and worship you on this show.
It's day one.
I host and number one support of your fan club.
Wow.
Wow. You sound like Keegs.
I do.
No, he did. You sounded like you.
I tell you, with equal pay in the news, there's a bit of a disparity between you and Captain Turntable.
I hated me then. I really hated that.
You told him
never play that
you were
again.
His number one person,
I know.
And it was your first day.
I think we might play it again.
I am a suck today. I was a suck then.
You worship Fev and I now. That's the only difference.
No, I've grown a backbone and I won't lower myself to that anymore.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Hey, have you often thought, and I often think of this, whenever Hollywood actors get interviewed and they talk about roles they passed on or they said no to, because You imagine being a Hollywood star, like Chris Hemsworth, for example. He's come out and he said he nearly said no to Thor. Ooh. Now, I would argue Thor catapulted him. That was then. I remember seeing him on the big screen in the first Thor movie and I went, whoa.
Well, it wasn't like, Dancing with the Stars when he did that in Australia.
No, like, certainly not. No. But it was that. It's a career-defining role. And he's recently admitted that he remembers sitting. He said, I remember the exact moment getting a call from my lawyer and my manager saying you've got the offer and him thinking, is the superhero thing really the thing I want to do? Wow. Now, that can make or break an actor like that. And you think about if you are an actor, even having a director go, this is going to be, you're right, Fev and I are actors.
Because I was about to say, what have I been in?
You don't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
But people come to us and go,
Well, maybe you were at a stretch. Fev was in Neighbours for 3 seconds.
Byron, they come to us and they put scripts in front of us and we read them and we say yes or no.
When Bonnie Lithgow came to you about Peter Pan the musical,
she was here.
Was there part of you sitting there going, this could ruin me though?
I did. I thought this could ruin me. And I read the script and I was like, I just don't know if this is the direction I want to go down. Mm. And look where it landed me.
Well, the truth is, I'll give you a perfect example.
Whitney Houston's thing.
What
was that called? The Bodyguard.
I didn't even know what it was.
I imagine when you were approached to do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you would have ummed and ahed.
I did. I actually said no.
There we go.
I did. Now, well done.
Bob, I'm going to make this point. I'd say that was a game changer for
100%.
You.
100%.
Because you wouldn't be sitting here if you went on that show.
No, I wouldn't be. I would be sitting at home watching the NFL, probably not out of bed yet.
Yeah.
But what happened was they rang me, and Alex and I got back together about 2 months before, and I reckon it was late, maybe around this time. It was nearly October, maybe November-ish. It was somewhere around there, and they rang up. My manager and said, Channel 10, I want you to go on this show called Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I go, I sort of watched that last year. Can't camp, don't like being hot, I like food, I need a shower. I like to eat.
Yeah.
And everything just kept coming back to eating.
Yeah.
And I said to Al, she goes, no, hon, you go on this show because then it'll make everyone realize why I love you.
Yeah.
Because you can go on there. There's no hiding in there. It'll be good. And I said, well, what happens if I get voted out early? And she said, well, everyone will still think you're an idiot. You've got nothing to lose. And I went on there, won it, got this job.
I know, and look at you now, Mr. Humming. Popularity.
Billboards.
See, that's a great example. And 13, 10, 60. Fev's on.
I'll just ask him.
Well, you should go on a show like that.
We're all on.
A bit more.
What did you turn down? Prominent. Is the question we're asking. Did you miss an opportunity? Like, did you turn down something, and your life could have gone a very different direction?
Mm. But mine was probably a bad example because, you know,
you didn't turn it down.
No, but Fev and Thor are pretty similar.
Okay. And 13, 10, 60. So actually, Fev, if we get what we want here,
you could have been Thor.
100%.
The Hulk, you could have been, Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
Mark Ruffalo.
What did you turn down? Have you thought about this phone topic? Just quickly, if we get what we want, these are going to be quite depressing.
Yeah,
because these are going to be people saying, I could have done this, but instead I didn't, and it was a bad mistake, and I wished I did it.
Absolutely. Do you want me to bring up my Prince Frederick story again? Oh, I could have gone.
No, that's
no. Quickly do, because it's an actual example of what we're looking for.
I could have gone to the Slip Inn the night that Prince Frederick met Mary, but I didn't go, so I could have been the Queen of Denmark.
I could have gone to Katy Perry's concert and she could have seen me and we could have been married.
13, 10, 60. It's a bit of a sliding doors phoner, isn't it? 13, 10, 60.
What could have been? We might even get the Tiffany song after this.
No, we won't.
Could have been so.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Chris Hemsworth nearly said no to playing Thor in the big movies. That really was a game changer for his career. And you come to some crossroads in life where you have to decide, do I go this way or that way? Do I take that job or that job? Do I go with that man or that man?
He's pretty lucky. pretty lucky he took that boxy because I was waiting in the wings. I'd read the script.
Yep,
and
you're ready to go.
You'd be great as Thor.
And
not
I guess
kidding.
For Fev, because Chris took the job and Fev would have taken it.
I'd go in the jungle.
It's a case of what?
Just
trying to get to the jingle.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's a case of what?
You can. No.
Could have been.
No, you
need
the first bit.
On a cold and lonely night.
No, you got it. What should happen then was you said, Fev, this was a case of what? Could have been so good. So beautiful.
Got it.
If you're going to add these bits of colour,
let's try and get them right. No, I appreciate the feedback.
What was a bit about your man that you said?
I said sometimes you've got to decide, do I go with that man or that man? Just in life, you might meet two men at the same time, you might meet two girls at the same time. you might meet a girl and a boy at the same time and go, I don't know which way to go.
Certainly a case
Steve
of what could have been.
From Point
Steve, hi Steve.
G'day guys, how are you?
Yeah, good Steve. Did you nearly turn something down or did you turn it down?
No, it wasn't me. It was a friend a few years ago. I spent the best part of a week talking him out of investing in Bitcoin when it first launched. So he wanted to invest $8,000 in it, and he didn't have a lot of money at the time, which if he had of, it would have meant he'd netted over about $20 million as of today.
Actually, since then, it has gone back down again. I think they bought him right out.
He would have sold
at the high. Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Are you still mates?
We are. He does. It makes for an awkward conversation at least once a week.
I bet it does.
Jeez.
It cost him $20 million.
Whoa.
There we go. I mean, it was sort of pretend money, but it somehow was real money.
That hurt my stomach a bit.
That hurt me too.
Ow.
He'll never get over that. That's forever.
Nikki in Mornington.
Really?
Hi, Nikki.
This is depressing.
Good morning.
Morning, Nikki. Did you say no to something that could have really turned out differently? Your life might have turned out differently.
I certainly did. So about 20 years ago, I got a phone call from a friend to invite me to a date with Hugh Jackman. And I turned it down.
Ooh. Nikki! So this is obviously before he was a big star.
Yes. So it was just when he was just starting, but it was late on a Saturday afternoon and I couldn't be bothered.
Nikki.
So then he rang Deb, and then Deb and Hugh had dinner together.
Oh,
Deb, his
so
now wife?
Instead of going out with you that night, he went out with his wife, wife Deb.
I will always have that.
Nikki, you will. You'll always have that. You were the first. You were the one that Hugh Jackman wanted to go to dinner with.
I'm glad. Yep. I'm glad.
The one that got away.
I'm glad Nikki's still got that because Steve's mate is $20 million.
Can you let go of the Bitcoin,
mate? I can't.
You can't.
Yes, anyone can date like Hugh Jackman. He's good looking. Blah blah blah. But $20 million in your pocket,
really
you can
hurt,
date whoever
it?
You wanted to.
Oh, Montana in Narre Warren. Hi,
like
Montana.
Stu and Sophie.
Hi there.
Montana, what did you say no to when you maybe shouldn't have in retrospect?
So when I was younger, I could have actually been the model for Lindt chocolate.
Montana, why would you turn that opportunity away?
It was when I was younger, so I was really shy. They tried to bribe me with everything. So they'd let me be in the commercial. My mum and dad could have been in the commercial. I would have got a lifetime supply of Lindt chocolate, but I was just too shy.
Oh, Montana.
Unbelievable.
I know Fev's still upset about the 20 mil, but a lifetime supply of
Lindt chocolate? It's almost worse.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking about the chocolate and I'm thinking, imagine if you had Steve's mate, you could have brought Lindt for 20 mil and had all the chocolate you wanted anyway.
We're out of here.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could holiday every day. A championship golf course, pool, tennis courts, a bar and more. All in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au